Is it a sin to cuss? Right? Now, before I answer it, I think we should point out that there is an emotional or psychological impact to any statement that says it is a sin to cuss. I bring it up at the beginning because I believe that this is something most people may do and feel sort of bad about it, right? It's wrong. I should use clean language when I say it's a sin to cuss. But actually, as I began to look at answering this question, what I came to discover is there are large books written by Christian authors, quite a movement right now that is pushing for this to be more accepted within the church. Not only within the church, but also from within the pulpit. In fact, there's some quite famous preachers now that like to call themselves cussing preachers. It's an entire movement. So I do think, at one sense, I was thinking, well, this is kind of easy to answer, but then I saw it. I thought, that's an unusual question. I wonder where that came out. And then I began to just do a little Google, and I realized, I guess I do now know why this is coming out. Is it frivolous to say, though, that cussing is a sin? I'll acknowledge two things just from the start before we jump into it. Number one, there are much more important things to discuss, all right? This is important. Let's not say this isn't important. It's not unimportant, but there are obviously more pressing matters. And because it's not maybe the most pressing matter, maybe that's why Ask the Pastor sessions are really nice, right? Normally we deal with some meaty issues. Every once in a while it's nice to deal with other topics. But number two, some people really do obsess too much over words. Some people will hear, for example, darn, and they'll say, well, that's just too close to that other word. Or they'll hear gosh, and they'll say, well, that's just too close to that other word. And that may be true, but in my estimation, sometimes we can jump through too many hoops to make those definitions change. And if you have to explain it to somebody, they probably didn't know they were cussing in the first place. Not always, but sometimes. It's like one time my brother used Jeepers Creepers, and someone said, oh, you know what that means. And he's like, no, actually, I didn't. I actually really did not. And I'm still not quite sure what that one means. So sometimes we can obsess too far, so we do have to be a little bit careful. More than that, even as I was looking at this, though, I was wondering, like, how do people kind of defend this idea of cussing be accepted within Christianity, more than even just within Christianity itself, but also cussing preachers? I thought that just seems beyond the pale. Where does that come from? And they actually use one particular verse to make that point. It's Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, where Paul says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. You say, I highlighted what I'm talking about. That Greek word rubbish, they'll say that's a cuss word. It's actually a Greek word for basically feces, right? Right? That's what he's saying. I count it. Is really what he's saying. Sounds weird to read it this way. I count my loss as of all things and count them as poop. That's what he's saying, right? So I say, now you can understand the point Paul was making there. But was Paul using cuss language when he did that? No, not at all. That's not what he was saying. Let me read you some scriptures, because the Bible is not just interested in your cussing. It goes way further than just your cussing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, 5, verse 4 says, coarse and foolish talking or crude joking are not suitable, but rather giving thanks. Again, the Bible is much more interested in your speech itself than just the matter of cussing alone. The Bible expressly says here that even foolish talking is wrong for a Christian to include in his or her vocabulary. Just even foolish talking. Again, he'll say in Colossians 3, verse 8, but now you must also put away all the following: anger, wrath, malice, slander, filthy language from your mouth. That phrase, filthy language, could also be translated obscene talking, and really does equate and parallel with our English word cussing. The question is not whether or not you like cussing. The question is whether or not it is consistent with following Christ and having cussing in your vocabulary. Think in terms of the book of James for a moment. James, of course, is the five-chapter book written by the half-brother of Jesus. James is a cyclical book. I've told you this before in our messages, even when I reference James, where he'll bring up a topic in chapter 1, just like the book of Judges, and he'll cycle back through them often throughout the rest of the book. So you'll see the same topic repeated. And then often as he's coming back to them, he'll expound on them a little bit further. One topic that is talked about in every single chapter of the book of James is speech. It's mentioned in every single chapter. And one particular chapter in the book of James deals almost exclusively, though not exclusively, almost exclusively, with speech in the book of James. Any, you know, Bible scholars know what chapter in James I'm talking about? You're going to have a guess. It's only five guesses, so eventually you'll get to it. It's three. James chapter 3. And James actually says controlling the tongue is like controlling, the tongue is so powerful, rather, when it's out of control, it's like a forest fire that just burns everything down. When it's in control, it can be like, although it's small, it can be like a bit in the horse's mouth that controls the whole horse, or the rudder in the back of the ship that turns the whole rudder around. What he's saying is the same truth that Christ says. What is in your heart is really coming out of your mouth. Or as one preacher said, the tongue is the dipstick of your heart. And that's true. But here's what's really challenging. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word that they speak. Again, Christ is more concerned, he is concerned about cussing. He's more concerned with your entire language. In our society, there is a certain class of words, some are debatable, but some are clear, that should not be part of a Christian's vocabulary. Maybe I could issue a challenge. I'd like to see if someone can issue a clear case from Scripture to support why cussing is okay for the Christian, because I just can't find one. My short answer to the question is that biblically, I'm actually quite certain that it is wrong for a Christian to cuss. I'm also would be able to drill further than that. And I would say God is not just concerned with cussing words, but he is concerned that your language is pure in and of itself. It's not just avoiding the sin of cussing, but how much further the Bible takes it. And it takes it a lot further than that. God is very concerned with your speech. And even as Christ says, on the day of judgment, you will give an account for every even idle word that you say. You ever just thought a moment for some of the idle words that you shouldn't say and you just let slip? Just think about that, and it's really convicting. All right, maybe you don't want to think about that for too long because of how convicting that is.